Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
You but guys with good credits.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Big Sean,
how's your... back. And for all you listeners, this is definitely, and I say not even a joking matter, my brother from another mother. I know it's been a few weeks since we've done a show together. I'm just happy to be back doing it with you, bro. Welcome back.
Back in the building.
You're back in the building, man. You're back in the building. I'm good. How are things with you? You're watching all these indictment stuff, this GOP stuff, and it's a crazy world we're living in, and I'm in the United States of America.
I'm aware. I'm keeping track of the politics. All I know is when I watch the politics and when I watch the indictments, I just see a whole lot of foolish pride out here in these streets.
Oh, my OMG, as they like to say. You are so right. There is so much foolish pride and people making decisions because... You know what, Matt? I wanted to talk about, you know, this whole the inflation and the IRS not raising interest rates. But you know what? I think let's talk about foolish pride today. Are you okay with that? Let's switch it up.
Well, it's like we said, it's in all around us in terms of the politics. But foolish pride can rear its head in other aspects in our lives. So, yeah, sure. We can twist that into a whole financial conversation.
It's absolutely connected to business. I've worked with so many people and had so many discussions and meetings, and I can just tell the person's being stubborn because, you know, they could be wrong, but they just don't want to admit it. And instead of just moving forward and move past it, they stay and they stunt their growth, or they stay in something that they're not supposed to be in because of what we call foolish pride.
So there we go. That's our topic today. It's how foolish pride can stunt someone's financial growth. Let's break that down. So how about this, folks? We're going to give you our listening audience. We know you love top tens. Today's show.
Or do we just make them like top tens?
We're going to make you like it.
If you listen to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, you're going to like top tens.
Well, today we're going to give you the top 10 signs that you may have foolish pride that can be stunting your financial growth. So sign number one. Let me start.
All right, I got it, bro. I'm refusing to apologize or admit fault. I mean, so common. Like, you just, you know, you know, much conversation I've saved by pausing, being silent. People don't even expect that, especially in business discussions. And I say, point taken, and move on. Or you're right. I see you. I see your side, and move on. At the end of the day, especially when you're doing business, you should, if you're working with someone, you should be trying to achieve a common goal. And part of your journey to achieving that common goal is sometimes apologizing or admitting fault. Like, as much as you see Matt and I getting along, and we do get along 90% of the time, there's that 10% of the time we just are butt heads. But there's always been the bigger two of us, whether it's him most of the time, I got to admit, or myself just saying, hey, let's just move on from this. We can agree to disagree, or we actually find a solution. So it's very important. And we've had this show since 2016, and we keep moving it forward because I think of this one point.
Also, it's to this point about if you're letting you can't, not being able to admit fault get in the way of, you know, your financial growth. Like, if there's opportunities for business, and you're just, you know, so stubborn that you can't apologize, like, you're just shooting yourself in the foot. Like, sometimes you got, it may be your fault 100%. It may not be your fault. It may be a combination, but sometimes you just gotta fall on the sword and own it, or for the greater good, at least, you know, take some of the responsibility, people. Don't be so stubborn that you're, you know.
And that's just a good point, Matt. Like, I didn't even think of it from that perspective too. If you're one of those people that refuses to apologize and admit fault, your partner or your business partner may not want to present ideas to you because they just know the energy that you're going to bring. So you miss a lot of opportunities by being that way. Well, I'm going to give number two, Matt. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm trying to monopolize this show in any way, but I'll give number two. Overspending. If you have foolish pride, you may feel that you need to buy expensive items to impress others, or even if you can't afford them, that can lead to overspending and, like, accumulating debt. And this is, once again, a common thing. Like, you know, you try to live beyond your means. You try to hide behind your insecurities by spending and by looking like you're living a certain lifestyle and being a certain way.
Also known as keeping up with the Joneses.
Exactly. Once again, it's a no-no. I mean, it's a foolish pride thing again. People respect people. I always say, you know, I'm a happy thousandaire. I tell people that all the time. And I'm very proud. I love my lifestyle. I love, you know, what I do. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you know, I'm always in a race with myself. You know, I'm not really competing with anybody. I'm more competing against time. I'm more competing against having things for the next generation. But I am not worried. I'm not looking to see, you know, what Matt's doing versus what I'm doing. Because everybody has chosen paths. So I think you have to humble yourself and not try to spend just to impress others around you.
Well, in the words alone, in terms of this theme, foolish pride, that first word, foolish, you are being foolish, people, if you're out there spending just to impress others. Like, you have to have self-confidence, self-awareness, and just be comfortable in your own skin and who you are and where you are in your current financial standing, your current financial status. Don't run out here and get yourself all caught up with some, you know, bills you can't handle and ruin your, you know, don't ruin your financial house trying to impress others. You have to be realistic and find just, you know, your own inner, you know, confidence to understand that you're good enough as you are. You don't need to be driving some car you can't afford just to impress us. So
what are you trying to say, Matt? What are you trying to say?
That was not directed at anyone in particular, but if the shoe, you know, anyway. All right, Sean. So you're not going to hog this whole top 10 list. So Sean hit us off with, you know, people who are refusing to apologize or admit fault is a sign of foolish pride, and that can impact your pocket. Overspending, if you're trying to impress others, that's a sign number two that you might have foolish pride that's going to impact your pocket. Well, sign number three is that you're bragging about your accomplishments excessively, which is similar to the overspending to impress others. Now, also, if you're bragging to impress others, it's really it's an sign of insecurity, and you can, you know, people are watching and listening. And if you're, you know, a person of character, or if you're not, like, if you're out here bragging, basically, you know, you're putting yourself in a position where people are gonna possibly just, you're blocking your own blessings, basically. Who wants to work with a braggart? So
I always tell people all the time, and it stops people in their tracks, self-praise is no praise. And people know, especially in a room, when you are just bragging about yourself. And to me, people that do that, and there's so many people that do it, I'm like, they just don't have, they can't gauge the temperature in a room. They're not good at picking up on people's body language, people on people's responses, and you gotta do better. People will see all your accomplishments, all that you bring to the table, your intellect, all of that, by just having normal conversation and letting it come out organically versus trying to put it to the table right away.
And we're tying a lot of this or all of this into how these things can stunt your financial growth, but truly this is personal growth. This is, you know, how this connects to how you live your lives. And, you know, you don't want to be out here just, you know, bragging and giving off bad energy or the wrong energy. Now, there's nothing wrong with if you're in business or if you're doing something and you are promoting or advertising what you're doing, like, you know, that advertising your skill sets or advertising, you know, what you're offering, like, there's a difference that's important for business. If you make the best widgets in town, you got to let people know so they know to come and buy widgets from your store. But there's a difference between marketing and advertising what your, you know, your skill sets or your business acumen is versus running around and just bragging. So I think we all get the point. Sean, I'm going to pass it back to you. What's our next?
You're going to pass the mic back to me?
Yes, sir.
Number four, Brother Matt, refusing to accept help or advice from others. You know, if you have that foolish pride, you may be reluctant to ask for financial help or advice, even if you need it.
Yeah.
This can lead to like missed opportunities for financial growth, or are there may be options that you're not even aware of. You know, you may like not get over that hump. You could have got over that financial hump a lot faster had you put it out there. You know, I have a circle of friends that regardless of what I'm going through, you know, unfortunately, one of them was my great friend Arlington Flores, may he rest in peace, where I could just be upfront and honest and say the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you need that person because there's things, that angles you're not seeing. Like I had a friend, she recently lost her husband and she thought she was in like a financial burden. She was stressed out. Luckily she called me, we talked through it, and we came up with a simple solution of just kind of downsizing her home, getting something a little more comfortable for herself, which is still in the same neighborhood, and then having all this excess equity now, or this money that she got from selling her house, to kind of put back in the bank and get back on her feet. So, you know, once again, you have to like be able to like have a circle of people that you trust and that you can get advice from, or sometimes just letting it out of your head and putting it out there helps.
Also, you don't always have to reinvent the wheel. The wheel's been created. It exists.
Absolutely. Well said.
So like if you're working on something, like if you're letting your pride or you're trying to keep this front up that you know everything or you got it, and you don't want to let people know maybe that you're confused or maybe you're questioning something or you're not sure about something, someone can help you get from point A to point Z, or, you know, like they can get you from point one to point three in a much smoother way because they know about what happens at step two that you may not know. Mm-hmm. And because you speak to them and you tap into your resources and just, you know, communicate and get some tips, you can potentially create a much smoother pathway to your success or to your goal, as opposed to, oh, I know it all. I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to let them in or let them my guard down or show what I don't know. And now you end up possibly, you might make the same mistake that your resources could have warned you about. And that's just wasted time and wasted effort. So,
exactly. All right, Matt, give me the next one.
All right. So
we're at number five.
So sign number five that you might be letting your foolish pride get in the way of your financial growth. So number five is ignoring financial warnings or advice and making poor decisions. Basically, it's similar to number four, but this is like you're hearing the advice, but you're just choosing to ignore it and you're just making poor decisions. Like, you know, if you believe you know better with, you know, like, I think it's just self-awareness. Like if you got someone who's successful or someone who has experience, tap into that. That doesn't always mean you can trust your gut sometimes, but for a big decision, for like there's certain times when you need to trust people's expertise or at least listen. So if you're ignoring warnings and ignoring advice just because you're a know-it-all, well, that's a warning sign and you might end up getting yourself in trouble.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said. I can't even add to that. Like the warnings, I always say, you know, with, especially in business, you see the signs, even when it comes to like partnership and friendship. Like, you know, would I partner with somebody that's just irresponsible with their credit, irresponsible with their bills, their personal lives? No, that's a formulation for disaster. I don't even care how great an idea they have. You know, I wouldn't do it. Like I'm being asked to partner in a funny situation coming up where the couple own a few restaurants. They want me to get involved, but they're going through a divorce. And I'm just like, you know, I've had the conversation up front, you know, let's take the elephant out the room. And can you guys really get along to make this happen? I know you want to do, I know you're bringing me in, but if they're not giving me the clear signs that they can work through their whatever differences they have from their marriage that ended and just be business partners, isn't sure. But if they can, then I gotta move on, because I can't ignore the signs and know that this could lead to disaster. Your business is only successful as the people that are part of your business. That's it. I'm going to go to number six. And it leads right into what I was just saying earlier. Holding grudges and refusing to forgive others. Mm. Sometimes you got to wear two hats. One hat is like the business hat, and then the other hat is like putting your personal feelings aside and focusing on the prize and just accepting moving on. People make mistakes. It's life, you know. You make a mistake, and if it's not intentional and you weren't trying to be, you know, you weren't trying to be deceptive in any way, you weren't trying to be, as we like to say, the Caribbean, bad-minded, then, you know, I'll move on and forgive.
Also, it's like stubbornness. It's like if you're just, you know, refusing to forgive, it's like you're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. So if you know that the person you're doing business with, or that is, now if you're dealing with someone who's a bad person or a bad, like they've exhibited enough, you know, bad behavior or bad decision making that it's like, yeah, this is just not good business for me to continue to do business with you. That's one thing. But if it's just being stubborn and holding a grudge and refusing to forgive, like that's just bad spiritual energy. Like we all need to be able to show grace and allow people to, you know, apologize and grow. Like that's just good human energy. So good spiritual energy. So
absolutely.
All right. Well, let's continue this journey of on Foolish Pride Highway. So,
Foolish Pride Highway.
So next stop on this highway, if you're putting down others to make yourself feel superior. Again, this is just human traits and a bigger picture, not just your financial growth, your personal growth as people, but this can impact your finances. So if you're engaging in the type of behavior where you're putting down others to make yourself feel superior, that's just bad energy, people. And if other people are listening and paying attention, if I want to do business with you, but I just see, oh, person X is just always talking mess about everybody, then they're probably talking mess about me. So like,
exactly.
I just think you have to understand what you're putting out there to the world, because people are listening and people are watching, and that's just not good energy to be that person. Don't be that guy.
Exactly. Anybody that comes to me and they're always talking about other people, I know in my head they are talking about me as well. Exactly what I say. And I don't want to do business with that person. I don't even want that person in my circle, because the same way they can talk about somebody else, they'll talk about me. So, you know, you have to have, once again, like Matt said earlier, that confidence about yourself and, you know, more of a conversation about, you know, what you value that you add, the person that you are versus what other people are. And, you know, nobody likes, you know, I'm not to sound biblical, but leave all judgment to God, you know, you focus on the big prize. These are things. And all these things that we mentioned are things that will distract you from achieving success. They truly are. If you allow these things to monopolize your mind and where you are, they will stunt your financial growth and just your life growth.
Also, just even looking at the words in that phrase that we're talking about, putting down others to make themselves feel superior. Like, if you have to do something to make you feel superior, you're on the wrong path. Like you need to be tapping into your better self and your better energy. We are all gifted in certain ways. Everybody's got the things they're blessed with. You can't be walking around trying to make yourself feel superior. Like that's just bad energy, people. Do better.
Do better. That's it. This is like a, I hope it's an uplifting show, because I'm feeling kind of sad if there's people out here that continuously doing all these things. You gotta, this is a show I think you should play back every now and then just to make sure you're not doing these things, you're staying on the right path.
That's a great point. Not to cut you off, but yeah, people, this is because sometimes this may be yourself, or this may be a friend of yours or a family member that is exhibiting some of these. Sometimes we just need to look in the mirror and maybe check ourselves, or just kind of maybe tap the person that your loved one who may, hey, you know what? Be careful talking about folks in these streets, or be careful doing X and Y. You know, it can come off, you know, like just if you're walking around unaware, we all need to be self-aware. So, you know, if it's yourself, we all need to evaluate our own behaviors and try to be our best selves. So no judgment, but we can all do better.
We can all do better. Exactly. And the next one, I never even thought we'd talk about this on our show, but it's I think it's important as well, especially in the society that we live in where it's all present now, overindulging in alcohol or drugs. You know, as much as I even like that marijuana is legal now, I've just seen so many people now overindulge in it and make it a part of their ongoing daily routine and habits and alcohol. I've been to business meetings and I'm not even understanding, once again, how they can't gauge a temperature in a room where they're like drunk or slurring, you know. And it's a matter of like, yes, we could all do these things that, you know, that are part of life pleasures, if that's what you like, alcohol or drugs. But, you know, you have to minimize what you do and allowing it not to take control of your life. Like if you're waking up every day having to have a sip of alcohol or having to smoke a joint or something like that, if it's consuming you in that manner, then it's something that you may want to check yourself on. Because once again, you know, what we see on TV and the videos of people being successful and doing all these things, overindulging, you know, TV is not reality, you know. And even on this show, like, you know, Matt and I joke around a lot, but I'm not this over obnoxious guy. Like sometimes I can be on the show. There's a reality. I admit it. So there's a reality that you have to face and understand, you know, about the, especially young people that are listening in. Like, you know, I honestly do a whole show on, do I think that they should legalizing marijuana has made the society better? I don't think it's caused more crime or none of those things, but I just see a generation of, I don't know, weed heads. I don't know how else to describe it.
Let me add in on this point, because I think I would say even more so than overindulging in alcohol or drugs, I think we can expand that point to be overindulgence, period. Like, you know, whatever we're, because people are going to struggle with something, and I think, and maybe it's foolish pride or maybe it's just addiction, but that's something where we, again, this is a, there's a financial growth element of this and also just a personal growth element. And if we're overindulging in anything, I think we all need to check ourselves and try to rein that in and, you know, get things under control so you're not getting in the way of your greater goals, your financial goals, because you're caught up in these habits that aren't healthy.
You just nailed it, Matt. I mean, I think what it's leading to, especially when it comes to business, these things can distract you and stop you from reaching your goals if you allow them, because they consume your life. And I always say people don't reach their goals not because of they don't have the intellect, they haven't read the right amount of books, they haven't. It's because of, I think, a thing called life. And alcohol and drugs can be that distraction. When you look back, you're like, man, I wasn't getting up early enough in the morning because of I was drunk or I was high or, you know, I was spending so much money on these activities. So I think, you know, it's a hindrance to your path to success.
It could be like when I think of overindulgence in terms of like some current events, like we can think about like with sports fans like us, like with the NBA, like Ja Morant, like maybe trying to, you know, put out this image, and he's so consumed with overindulging in this street activities, or Zion Williamson, is he overindulging in chasing these women? Like, to me, it's like there's lots of examples.
Well, I'm going to give number 9 based on that, Matt. It's like engaging in risky or dangerous behaviors to impress others.
Absolutely.
You know, and that leads, point in case, to Ja Morant, you know, making $200 million and he's waving guns, hanging around with the wrong company because of foolish pride, wanting to portray this image of being this thug kid from the hood. And look how much millions he's got. If that doesn't show you what foolish pride is and engaging in risky or dangerous behaviors to impress others, I don't know what example could.
I mean, he's young, and I don't want to pile on. I'm praying for and rooting for Ja Morant. When you're blessed with that much talent and ability, I'm hoping that he has the a turn in his life where this becomes like something where he's sharing his story, kind of a praise report to younger kids of, this is where I was, but now I turned it around, because he's got so much going for him. But you're right. He is like trait number 9, engaging in risky or dangerous behavior to impress others. He is the living embodiment of that right now. And it's really sad to see.
And yeah. And it comes back, there's maybe like, if even just normal people are like drinking and driving, you know, being reckless in their lives, certain things, even like bad eating habits, you know, bad dieting, all of that can lead to like taking you off your path. You don't want to get into this world in this country where you're on prescriptions and you're always having to do medical checks and certain things that, once again, just trying to get back to a normal slate can stop you from achieving your goals, you know, sound body, sound mind.
Well, I think it all really ties in with our final sign that your foolish pride is getting in the way. It's like number 10 is if you're refusing to learn from your mistakes and you keep repeating them. So if you have foolish pride, you may be unwilling to admit that you've made a financial mistake, and now you're on it because you're not admitting it. You're not learning from it. And it leads you to keep repeating the same mistakes and hinder your growth.
Absolutely. I can't even say it better. You know, refusing, you know, life isn't always continuous learning event. I'm always like, man, if I knew what I knew now 30 years ago, where I'd be. And if you're not willing to learn and correct your bad habits and bad mistakes, and like, I've learned so much just of how to manage business, friendships, you know, and I'm continuing to try to do better. You know, I try to do better in all the aspects so I can continue to grow.
And it's like, I think the right mindset. And I hear a lot of people who say this in the right way. It's like, we should always be striving to learn. Like, we never get to a point where we've learned it all or know it all. But especially, there are certain things that are right in front of us. Like, if I make a blatant mistake, that's a lesson. Like, learn from that. Like, learn from that and don't repeat it. Like, you got to be able to take life lessons and continue to be learners, continue to get better. But yeah, like, when we're refusing out of pride to, like, acknowledge a major mistake that, you know, whether it's to your credit, whether it's to, you know, it can be little things, maybe not, it's not a little thing, but like if you borrow money from a friend and you don't pay it back, if you're exhibiting poor credit traits in your life with your relationships, if you are doing bad business with people, if you're just disingenuous, like there's lots of things. And sometimes there can just be a mistake or something that can just happen that's unfortunate, and then, you know, you apologize, like we talked about in sign number 1, people who refuse to apologize. But I guess my bigger point in all this is life is about learning and learning from lessons. So if you're not learning from these blatant messes that you're creating for yourself, then you're going to be in a bad place.
Absolutely.
All right, people, well, before we wrap this up, I think we should give them a bonus, Sean. But you know what? Before we give them a bonus, we got to go to a commercial break. So everybody stay tuned. Keep it locked. We'll be right back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit, breaking down the top 10 signs that foolish pride may be stunting your financial growth. Keep it locked. Black guys.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Black guys. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today we're discussing how foolish pride could potentially stunt your financial growth, and we're counting down the top 10 signs or examples of foolish pride behavior. And now we are at the bonus round. Sean, do you have a bonus trait or sign of foolish pride you want to share?
The bonus time. Do I have a bonus? I do. And I've been saying this a lot lately because I see it with so many people not doing it. And this, the what I would give as the bonus, the big B, is not being able to eat humble pie. I've had people complain to me about their finances. They're not making enough money and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, you're working from home. You have all this free time. Why don't you just get a little part-time job? The thought of that is like unbelievable. That's your advice. That's your recommendation. That's, or why don't you, you know, maybe take a job that maybe, you know, pays a little bit more, lesser skills, just something that you have to do where you have to like put your pride aside just to make ends meet. People in this generation, I find, are not willing to eat humble pie. And part of growth, you know, I was pulling suitcases in 90 degrees weather in Barbados to build my business. All over the Caribbean, as a matter of fact, I have done so many things to grow that I would consider eating humble pie. And if you're not willing to eat humble pie, you will not reach your goals.
Wow. Humble pie, people. I think that is a great note, folks. Don't be too proud to, you know, chew on a little humble pie and you know, find that humility. You have to do it, people. You got to lower your ego and, you know, acknowledge when you need to eat that humble pie. Cook it up right. Put the oven at 400. Let that pie bake. when it's appropriate, you know, it's like a Thanksgiving is when it's appropriate for the pies and the turkeys, whatever. Like sometimes when you mess up, it's appropriate for you to put that humble pie in that oven, get you a plate. And consume it. But no, I think that's a great bonus tip or a great bonus sign. I don't know. Did you have a double bonus or are we signing off, Sean?
I think we're signing. We gave him a lot today, Matt. I think we're signing off. They got a lot. They got a lot of great advice. This is a show you want to play back every now and then to keep yourself in check. You know, we gave him a lot. We could run them back.
Well, you know, a wise man named O'Shea Jackson, better known as Ice Cube, once said, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And I think...
you want to get a beatbox behind it? Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
So I think that is kind of underscores the theme here, the foolish pride. So people, we all need to check ourselves. So that's my takeaway for the day. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And if you're exhibiting any of these traits, you need to change them. So for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, I'm Matt Smith, and I'm out of here.
I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I always say, your money's your money. Keep it in your damn pocket. And just stay focused. Focus on your prize and put your pride aside and go for success, because time is short, life is short. And you just want to get the best out of it. And I'm out. Peace.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.